Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Yo, what's up on an election Tuesday in the United States of America? It is November 4th, which is the morning show of the Everyday Saturday podcast. We do two a day. Sometimes, careful now, I may record a third. Can you imagine? Three podcasts in one day. Now, that would be off the hook. I might just do that today. Got a question from a listener. We're going to talk about the entrepreneurial mindset a little bit today. And, we're in the U.S., so election day today, not our presidential election. This is where we elect our congressmen and women, our senators, see who has control of the United States Senate. Currently, not this isn't a political podcast by any stretch. I love politics, though, man. I love politics. I love religion. I love arguing the third rails. Not even arguing. Arguing is too strong of a word. Although, I do go to lunch with my Democratic friends. I am I'm a conservative. You know, I've voted for Bill Clinton in the past. I voted for George Bush Sr., Jr. I'm not afraid to say who I voted for. I think, look, I'll just tell you, I just believe in conservative stuff. Let's not even get into that stuff. But I love a great argument. I love going to lunch with my Democratic buddies, one guy in particular. And we argue it out, man. And it's fun. It's good. You know why it's good? Because I love hearing someone else's perspective. I really do. Especially, here's what let me qualify that. I love hearing an educated perspective. I don't like hearing some dolt who's just going to spew from their favorite cable TV channel, myself included. Like, if all I did was watch Fox News all day and say, hey, this is what Bill O'Reilly or Sean Hannity says, or conversely, if any of my Democratic buddies are like, hey, Rachel Maddow at MSNBC says this, it wouldn't be good conversation. I love original thoughts. You know, if you want to build a movement, get in the interesting business. Become interesting. Don't become a parrot of somebody else's. It's no, somebody else's thoughts and views. It's no secret I'm a conservative, but let me tell you something. I would venture to guess I have more liberal/democratic friends than I do conservative friends, because I quit hanging out with people who think exactly like I think. Yes, men and women. Just be, yes, Sam. Oh, I agree, Sam. I want a contrarian view, and if it comes to me in an educated fashion, a little bit diplomatic. You can have some sauce behind it. You know, you can get a little feisty. I'm okay with that, because I'll get feisty with my opinions. But just don't. No need to be rude, man. There's no need for that, to shout at people and call them all this stuff. And here I am 3 minutes into today's show, and I'm still talking about politics. But I just love it. I find it very fascinating. But you know why it's fascinating? Because of the conversations around it. And that's a great entrepreneurial lesson as well. Be interesting. If you like politics, why don't you find a political podcast, and preferably one on your viewpoint and one on another viewpoint, and just hear somebody else's viewpoint. I've been swayed. I have been by my liberal friends. I have been swayed about certain stances relative to the educational system that the Democrats strongly believe in. Not that we conservatives don't, but they want to spend a lot of money in that and allocate funds towards that. Infrastructure. I've been swayed, and there's been other parts that I've actually swayed other people into my viewpoint. But look, I love a great conversation. I'm adult enough to have a great conversation. And look, regardless of what line of the political spectrum you fall on, love having you as a listener to the number one motivational podcast on the planet. Head over to iTunes, leave a 5-star rating for us so others can find the show faster. Leave a great comment. And also, let's talk about today. Had a great show, a lot of feedback and a lot of downloads on yesterday's show, specifically the afternoon one, talking about my buddy Steve sent me an email saying he was going to quit his job to become a professional poker player. I can't say that without just loving it, man. Just loving it. I love it, love it, love it. You know why I love it? Because it's interesting. Because I'm in the interesting business, and I find that fascinating that a guy would want to quit his job, become a professional poker player. And if you recall, if you listened to yesterday's show, if you didn't, go to the afternoon podcast, November 3rd, 2014. It's the second one, and it's basically talking about the guy. The headline is, the title of the show, Quit My Job, Become a Professional Poker Player. And he has the support of his boss. He made just as much money in half the time last year playing poker, and his boss said, hey, try it for 3 months, and if you don't like it, come on back. Dude, that's a recipe for success. Either way, and he's got the safety net. Maybe you don't, but that's okay. I'm just challenging you to think. Just think about what's possible for you. There's no wrong answers. You want to go be a professional whatever, go join the circus, man. I don't care as long as you're doing what it is that you love to do, because life is way, way, and I mean way too short for you to sit around and mope and bope around bitching and moaning that somebody did you something wrong and you can't do this. You can do whatever the hell you want to do. The problem is you can't stop selling yourself that stupid, defeating story you've been telling yourself the last 20 years as to why you can't do it. That's so powerful. That's ingrained in your subconscious to the point where if you planted a tree 3 weeks ago, how hard would it be to dig that tree up? Pretty easy, wouldn't it? You just dig it right back up. The roots haven't even planted yet. What if you planted that tree 5 years ago? How hard would it be to dig that tree up? A little bit harder. What about 20 years ago? Damn near impossible. You'd have to get a tree service in. You'd have to not only dig the tree out, you'd have to grind the stumps down. I mean, they'd grow. They've taken such a hold over the past 20 years that it would be a job. Not impossible, but it would be a tall task for you to get that root system out. That's what you're thinking. Every single, that stinking thinking that you got going on about why you can't do something is just stupid. And I'm not saying you're stupid. I'm saying the thought process is stupid and without merit, and it has no foundation. But you're giving it this incredibly vibrant root system, dug in so much as to why you can't do it. You realize, though, just get in a quiet spot. Don't have anybody around. Turn off all the distractions. And just think for a minute. Why do you own that story so much? Why are you owning that story? You know what? We're going to skip today's afternoon show. I'm going to talk about the message I got on Facebook, okay? And I promise you, but let me just go with this for right now, because this is really that important, all right? I had no intention, as usual, of talking about this, but as I started to get into the show, I was just led to share this with you because it's very important. Because you can buy any product on the internet or off the internet or go to any seminar, and if you don't get this concept right now, those products you're buying, you might as well just set fire to your wallet. Because that's why most people, Tony Robbins says 9 out of 10 people that buy his CDs and audios and everything like that, DVDs, never crack the cellophane open, 90%, because of this concept right now. It's the root system that you have developed, that you have planted, and the story that you sold yourself. Think about some of the best-selling stories of all time. What do they have? What do they have in common? Whether it's a movie or a headline of a newspaper or a magazine or one of the most downloaded blogs on the internet. What do they have? They just have an attention-grabbing headline, first of all, right? And then when you open that story, whether it's that magazine, you go to the movie because you saw the headline, you saw the trailer, what's the movie trailer that's been playing in your mind about your own life? Right? It's self-sabotage, and you're believing it. You have built this story up to the point as to why you're broke, or why you can't get the job you want, why you can't find the love of your life, why you can't open your own business and be successful. So many people, you build this trailer to the movie, and you've bought that ticket, you've sat through that entire movie every day for the last 20 years, and now you have developed this root system that has taken such a hold of your life that you got to start digging. Let's talk about that. How do you dig yourself out? How do you uproot that nasty tree and plant the one in there that's going to now grow? And that's the tree you actually want taking hold. How do you do that? The first step is you figure out what your purpose is in this lifetime right here. And realize also how short this window is. You know what I'm talking about? Whether you want to exercise and get fit, whether you want to find a great relationship or a great business, whatever that means to you, you have got to figure out what your purpose is in this life. And this is where most people struggle, because they can't figure out, why am I here? Like Rick Warren says, the very first line of the purpose-driven life, which sold tens of millions of copies. The very first line, why are we here? Now, regardless of your religious affiliation, I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in you figuring out answering that question. Why are you here? Why are you here? What talent do you bring? We all have an amazing talent that only we have. Nobody else has that talent, okay? When I figured out my talent, and this, and some of you may hear, you may be surprised at what I believe my talent is, and it's changed over the past 10 years, but I want to share this with you because maybe it'll help you think about what yours is and not think too deep, because the one thing I ain't going to do and challenge you to do is to think too deep, okay? I used to go around and around. Thought maybe I would own my own advertising firm because I spent 15 years in advertising and help businesses get their message out, which I could be pretty good at if I wanted to. But that wasn't my purpose. It's not something where I got up in the morning and I thought, man, I'm jacked up. I'm really jacked up. I want to contact and cold call and reach out to and network and go to different local events, as many people as I can possibly meet with, and I want to help them get their brand built. Now, I'm good at it. Possibly great at it if I spent enough time, because I'd been doing it for 15 years, but it wasn't my passion and it wasn't my purpose. I also thought maybe I wanted to own hundreds and hundreds of real estate rentals. I own 40, and I thought maybe if I figured out a way to buy 40 more or even 400 more properties with no money down or limited amount of funds like I did with the first 40, maybe I'd want to manage that. And took it one step further. I was thinking at one point a while back, this was probably 2006 or so, 2007, into 2008, actually. That's not that long ago. It's only 6 years ago. I thought maybe I wanted to have my own property management company where I would be the individual you would contact if you wanted to rent your home out and not have anything to do with it, whether that was in Cincinnati, Ohio, or Fort Myers, Florida. I mean, I was thinking about different places where I know that's a big difference, Cincinnati or Fort Myers, but you know what's funny? You can make a $1 million business in Cincinnati, Ohio, being a property management company. Now, that was not my purpose, though. I love real estate, love people, but again, it wasn't a situation where I wanted to wake up and do it at 3 in the morning. That's always my litmus test. Can I drag you out of bed at 3 in the morning and say, go? Just go. Let's go do it. So I eventually found my purpose in what I'm doing right now. What you're listening to right now, my voice speaking. Without any outline, without any notes, without any preparation, without anything just coming from the heart. And I found this niche and I found this passion through trial and error because I kept coming back to it. Whenever I wanted to teach somebody or whenever I wanted to get the message out there, I always just picked up the microphone, whether it was a headset in a Walmart parking lot in Western New York or whether it was not without any headset, pulled over to the side of the road in a small town in Pennsylvania speaking into that laptop, getting this message out. It always came back to my podcast, which always translated to some time on stage because people found my podcast, brought me on stage, and wanted me to share the Everyday Saturday message. It's a powerful message. And here's what I found. It was right under my nose. I mean, it was literally right under my nose. I didn't have to look, think hard about it. I just had to think, what do I love to do? I love to speak. I really do love people, but I love the right kind of people. And I know that sounds maybe a little wonky to some people. Others get it. You know what I'm talking about. I love the inspired, motivated entrepreneur. I love you. You know, I can't even tell you, and I'm not blowing smoke up your skirt either. I love you. You know why? Because I love your dream. I love that you even have the courage to listen to a show like this and find inspiration and think. And just dream for a minute. Just for a minute. Just dream that you can actually do what it is that you've always wanted to do. And be somebody and lead a life of what? What's the one thing we all want out of this life? Significance, isn't it? When you strip the money away and the cars and the houses and everything like that and all the awards and the accolades and all the fandom and everything like that, don't you want your life to be one of significance? Let me ask you a question. Are you finding significance at the highest level right now? And the answer is probably no. For all of us, for myself, there's always another level to take it to. But at least if your goal is to get, if the ladder has 8 rungs on it, for example, your ladder of success, and right now you're at rung number 1, okay? What's the goal today, this week, this month? Is it to get to rung number 8? No, not at all. It's to get to rung number what? 2. Just get to the next rung on the ladder. You know why? There's a lot of benefit. The obvious one is because you've achieved something. But the other one that's not so obvious but is equally, if not more important, is you now get an opportunity to look back down on the first rung of the ladder and gain what? What do you gain? You gain experience. What comes from experience? Wisdom. What do you have to go through to get that experience and that wisdom? Failure, adversity, going down the wrong trail, coming back, figuring it out. That's all part of just getting to one rung on the ladder. But you know what you've done? You've gained something so incredibly valuable that nobody else has been able to gain, that now when you go from ladder rung 2 to 3, what does it become? It becomes a lot more easier, doesn't it? So think about it. And then from 3 to 4, the success and the significance grows, yet what doesn't grow are your problems, because you've figured out many of them along the way. But you know what else grows even bigger? Is you. And the person you become on the ladder of success far outweighs any decimal point, comma, any dollar amount that's going to be deposited into your bank account. Okay? You have to focus on just getting to the second rung of the ladder. And before you even start this climb, please figure out your purpose in life. I mean, my God, if you've done nothing, learn from all the mistakes that I've shared with you over the course of just this year. The hundreds and thousands of downloads. You know, we're going to have 100,000 downloads of this podcast just this month alone. Guys, that's amazing, right? How do we get 100,000? I say we, I mean me, but I wouldn't be able to do it without you. So I say we as in us. How do we get 100,000 downloads of the show? You come at it with a tremendous amount of passion and purpose and commitment, and you don't ever let up, because let me tell you guys, I've been talking 16, 17 minutes right now. I could talk another 70 minutes without any break, without even a cup of water, because I love it. More importantly, I love you and I love your dream. If nobody else believes in you right now, understand there's an ex-stuttering college dropout sitting in Cincinnati, Ohio, that believes in you and your dream, and you got to get your ass going. Okay? You can't wait for somebody else to call you on the phone and say, hey, I got your purpose all figured out for you. It's time we can go and take action. Okay? You got to figure that purpose out. And don't make it so incredibly difficult. It's not meant to be difficult. But yet so many people make it so because they think there's some, it's a trick question. You think there's going to be some hidden, there's nothing really that spectacular about it. It's what is your tremendous amount of passion. I know it's to help other people, but how are you going to do that? What's your message? Forget about money for just a second. Money will come into play, but just for now, just think about what your purpose is. If money had absolutely nothing to do with this decision, what is it that you will do? And it's kind of an easy question, but so many people get so many mixed messages coming in. Well, maybe it's that. No, it's what your spiritual gift is. Use that gift and get it out. Maybe it is real estate. Maybe you are like me 15 years ago and you love the calculable form of investing in real estate. On the afternoon show, I'm going to share a message with you I received on Facebook from Jim in the state of Illinois here in the United States. And he's got a question not just about real estate. He took my advice and he purchased Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which was the very first book I read that got me going on my entrepreneurial journey. Sage advice. Great job, Jim. And he has a question about that, but also a much, much deeper question. And this is a deep question. So tune back in on today's afternoon show, November 4th, 2014, when you hear the question and the answer, and I'm sure you're going to have the same one, just in the sense that you pertains to you and your own entrepreneurial journey. Man, this was a great topic today. I had no plans of talking about the ladder of success. I'm happy I did. You want me to answer your question on the Everyday Saturday show? Send it to me, sam@everydaysaturday.com. Hit me up on Twitter, @SamCrowley. If I use it, I'll just give you a shout out on the podcast. I'll always reply as best I can. All right. As best I can. One way or another, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use #EveryDayIsSaturday.